And Mr. Derbyshire, I noticed you pointed out in your blog that you're going to be on the Alan How High Mr. Ahmadinejad Combs radio show.
You like that, huh?
But I also ask what color, so I, you know, it's not just how high.
Okay, all right.
I also noticed that after you were on the show last time, Mr. Derbyshire, I got to go by last names because they're both Johns here, that you whined on your website that you didn't get enough email, so I had no listener, so thank you for donating your time charitably to be on a show that no one listens to.
One must do what one can for the deprived.
I'm amazed that a man of your great intellectual and literary caliber would, you know, be on a show that no one listens to with your time. But thank you very much for coming back.
You're right to be amazed. You're right.
Now, you wrote something that, in fact, I read about on Crooks and Liars, that you actually are blaming the victims here in this tragedy, are you not?
No.
You're not?
Not that I was aware of. No.
You're not aware that you're blaming the victims?
No.
You said if I thought I was going to die anyway, I'd at least take a run at the guy? It's not like this was Rambo hosing the place.
I said I hope, Alan. First I said I don't know what I would do, but then I said I hope that if I thought I was going to die anyway, I'd at least take a run at the guy, and that's what I do hope.
Well, John Amato, you actually pointed this out on Crooks and Liars. It was your take that Mr. Derbyshire was blaming the victim, correct?
Well, yeah, it's sort of like this hero worship, sort of Joseph Campbell mythological figure. To me, I don't know if Derby's ever seen a .22 go off before, because I've seen somebody shot with it, and the person goes down, okay? So it may sound like a small caliber, but to actually think that these college kids would be running in front of a 9mm and a .22 to play Superman or some sort of hero, to me, is insane. I don't understand.
Well, first of all, they're not kids. These are adults. And I object to you calling them kids. Shut up. You've had your talk.
Oh, shut up. All right. We're getting it on.
Second of all, these, quote, kids, 19, 20 years old, they're older than the guys who ran into machine gun fire on Omaha Beach 60 years ago. You know, it depends on your training and your instincts.
These are college kids. There is no training. They're not in the military.
They are not kids. They're adults.
Why harp on that point, Mr. Derbyshire?
Well, because I think it's important, Alan. A college, an American college, you can't help but suspect it's basically an infantilizing institution. They treat them like kids.
And that's why they got killed?
Speech code.
And because they were infantilized by college, that's why they were... They have no spirit of self-defense in your post?
No. Where did I say that, Alan? Give me the three paragraphs. Which paragraph is that?
The title... That is the title, and it's in the first sentence of what you wrote.
Oh, okay.
Where was the spirit of
self-defense? Where was the spirit of self-defense here?
Oh, that's an interrogative. That's not what you said.
What is the implication of that?
The implication is need an answer.
When you say where is the spirit of self-defense here?
All right, where is it, Alan?
You're blaming the victim for not defending themselves.
That's your interpretation. I think it's not the interpretation.
Well, tell me what you meant if that's not what you meant.
What I meant was what I said. I was asking, where was the spirit of self-defense? Where was it?
Well, we saw it in the teacher that died and the girl that was blocking the door that got shot. And by the way, you used the name Rambo. It's not like he was a Rambo. I'm sorry, Derby, but if a person is coming at you with two guns, what are you supposed to do?
When you ask the question, where was the spirit of self-defense, you're suggesting that the spirit in that room was not to protect their lives, they didn't have a spirit. It sounds to me very much like you're impugning the victims simply by asking a question and phrasing it that way.
Doesn't seem like that to me. I'm just asking the question.
You can ask him, when did you stop beating your wife? I mean, I'm just asking the question.
I'm not asking that question. I'm asking this question.
My point is, you can phrase a question which clearly portends your true feelings about a situation. It's simply to then fall back and say, I'm just asking the question, is to not take responsibility for what you wrote and act all innocent and say, I'm just asking the question, as if you don't take responsibility for the words you wrote and the phraseology you put in your piece.
Well, let's go back to what John said a few minutes ago. At the time I wrote that, we didn't really have a whole lot of the details. We now know, as John just reminded us, we now know that there was, in fact, some spirit of self-defense. Professor Librescu had a spirit
of self-defense. That's correct.
So there was some. But at that point, it was proper to ask the question.
And why would you, before you know information, start with in a knee-jerk way, question the spirit or the self-defense mechanisms of the people in a room who just got slaughtered? Why would you even question their behavior like that?
It's quite proper to question it. There have been similar cases. There was a church shooting a couple of years ago down in one of the southern states where a guy came into a church and started shooting the congregation. A couple of the men jumped him and wrestled him to the ground.
So a couple of men. How old were the men, sir?
Can I just finish this?
Sure.
There are cases where this happens and people...
I'm sorry, you wrote... Let me back up and read it properly. At the very least, count the shots and jump him, reloading or changing hands. Better yet, just jump him. Handguns aren't very accurate, even at close range. I shoot mine all the time at the range. I still can't hit squat. I doubt this guy was any better than I am. And you basically talk about how these people did not, you suggest they did not have the spirit of self-defense in your speech and in your writing, rather, and that kind of upsets people who feel that blaming the victim is not the appropriate thing to do, and it really upset your co-guest here, John Amato, who runs crooksandliars.com. John, I think you wanted to get into the last segment there.
Well, no, it just shows like that John is not part of reality, because the fact is that you would just assume there'd be all this kind of confusion. Again, none of us were there. But for him to take the tack that, they should have, if they weren't cowards, they should have jumped in front of the gun and taken one for the team when he has no clue what's going on, is, in my mind, that's a coward. So, Mr. Derbyshire, you are a coward. And if I saw you face to face, I would call you a coward, because you are.
Would you care to respond?
No, actually, I don't respond to abuse. I get a lot of abuse.
That's abuse?
Yeah.
That's just fact.